Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. Pastor Robert Thibodeau here. Welcome to another episode of the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. We're so blessed that you're joining us today. You know, in society today, we often find ourselves being pulled in so many different directions. So we don't really know which way is the right way. We tend to put our attention on the things that scream the loudest at us. You know, using the old adage of the squeaky wheel gets the oil. Most men want to make a difference, though, in their lives, with their lives, and they want to make an impact, leave a legacy, contribute to making the world better. But men are failing in their inner lives, jumping right past their spiritual, personal, marital, and family relationships directly to taking care of their work lives, mainly because their work is where they have their identity, that one area where they get the most affirmation for their contributions. Now, if that sounds like you, if you keep telling yourself that you need to prioritize better, if you know deep down on the inside that you're letting your relationship with God slip, if you're feeling a sense of guilt or regret because you're so busy and tired all the time, and the most precious things in life, your family and your relationship with God, is being put on the back burner, if any of that sounds remotely familiar, then you'll want to pay attention today. Amen. My guest today has experienced the highs and lows of success. To coin the old phrase from Wide World of Sports, which many younger people have never heard of, it says, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. Well, my guest today is taking that ride. Russell DeVos was a pastor of a great thriving church up in Bend, Oregon, starting with just a handful of people that quickly grew to 1,500 people in just 3 years' time. Praise the Lord. But with the thrill of victory, soon came the agony of defeat. Distracted by the ever-increasing pressures of success, he soon succumbed to the inevitable defeat. Not focusing on God, not focusing on his family. He ended up losing the church and almost lost his family, but that was not the end of the story. Out of that experience, he now helps other men who struggle through the same things he did. Today, he and his wife, Heather, enjoy each other more than ever. They're serving God together, helping others who are going through the struggles that they had to endure. He's a certified life coach, teacher, and speaker with both the John Maxwell Team and the Institute for Professional Excellence in Coaching, and he's the founder of the Catalyst Coaching Program. Russell was back with us in December of 2020, I believe it was, and we had a great conversation back then. You can go back and listen to in our archives. I believe it was episode 845, 46, somewhere right there in that area. Help me welcome back to the program, though, Russell DeVos. Russell, thank you for taking the time to join us today.
You're welcome. It's great to be here, Bob.
Amen. Now, for those that may have missed our prior interview, can you tell us in your own words, who is Russell DeVos?
Well, first of all, I'm a follower of Jesus. That is the premier title. I love the Lord Jesus Christ, and amen. I can't wait for his second coming, which I believe is soon. So that's first. I'm a father of three and a husband of one, and I love my family. And beyond that, I have a deep heart and a calling to encourage men. And as you said in your intro, men are struggling. And that is the absolute truth. I've never seen anything like it in our culture. Mm-hmm. And so God has called me to come alongside men and to be an encouragement to them. My coaching program or my coaching company is called the Catalyst Coaching. A catalyst is a jump starter. It kind of puts the old electric shock to people and it gets people moving. And that's what God has called me to do with men. And so, it's a passion of mine. It's a calling of mine. And thank God he's given it, allowed me to do it as a career as well. Amen. So that's a little bit about who I'm. I'm from Seattle, Washington, just to give you kind of a geographical sketch too.
Amen.
Up here.
Amen.
Crazy, crazy Pacific Northwest. Beautiful. Pretty nutty.
Beautiful. Yep. Yeah, exactly. I lived up in Tacoma for a few years at Fort Lewis and loved it. Absolutely loved it up there. I mean, we go ocean fishing in the morning and come home, take the kids up to Mount Rainier for a picnic and stuff. And so you had the snow and come back down and go out lake fishing in the evening. I mean, you do everything up there. It's great.
It's amazing.
So what I just described in the intro, that basically was you, right? Thriving at work, but barely hanging on at home.
Yep, absolutely. And that has kind of been my MO. I've repeated that pattern multiple times. And by God's grace, we've broken out of that pattern. But as a pastor, and that's kind of where my story accelerates, God gave us great, great success building a church from nothing to over 1,500 people in about 3 years. But at the very height, at the very peak, I had an inappropriate relationship with a woman who was not my wife, and everything came tumbling down. And it caused me to have to really, really look at my life and say, what in the world happened? And it created this growth journey that I continue to be on. I mean, it never ends.
Yeah.
But then I came up here to Seattle. That was in Oregon, where we had built the church. Came up and the process started again, where I got into sales and went right to the top of my company in sales, set records the whole nine yards, and did great again in my career. But my family life was just shoddy. And yeah, so, yeah. 2015, I took a look in the mirror and I just said, nothing changes unless something changes. And if something doesn't change, I'm going to lose everything. Mm. And God had given me a second chance. And so in 2015, I started a very, very significant journey to changing myself, instead of looking around and saying, who else around me needs to change? I need to change.
Amen.
And so that's where things really took off.
And I know you say you're a graduate of the school of hard knocks, and yep, that describes me as well. I mean, how many fellow graduates we got out there? You know, there's a lot of us.
Hands up.
Amen. Yeah, amen. Why is it, though, that men are so focused on their professional image and professional life rather than their personal life?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think the answer isn't really tough. We, everybody, at the core of many of our problems is our identity. We don't have a correct identity. And so what men do is work, we get our strokes. Work is what gives us our identity. What's the first question we ask somebody after we ask them their name? It's, what do you do?
What do you do? Yeah.
What do you do? And so that's what we go straight to identity. We want to put people in boxes. And so we want our box to look really good. So work is our the place we get our identity, it's the place we get our strokes, and then we come home and our family sees the underbelly, and we don't get the same strokes. We have to work harder at home, and we've just put in a full day of work. So men neglect the inner part of their life so frequently and jump straight out to their career. And when you neglect the core of your being, your spiritual life, your personal life. Many men, when I talk to them about focusing on their personal life, they didn't even know what that means. Mm-hmm. What do you mean, my personal life? And so when I start to work with men, I focus on a couple things. Number one, I help them understand that they are creators. They are co-creators with God of their lives. So most men, most people, in fact, our culture is filled with it. They see life happening to them, and that creates a victim mindset.
Yeah.
And when you're in a victim mindset, you're essentially internally in a fetal position. You're just kind of fending off all of the bad things coming at you. And what I share with people is that when we see God for the first time, He's creating. In the beginning, God created. And then 20 verses later, He breathes His nature into the first man, Adam. And he said, let us create Adam in our likeness, in our image. And what is that image? Well, it's a creator. And mm-hmm. So you see this, of course, in architects and most every career, you're creating something. And so when I help men think about themselves as creators instead of just victims, they begin to lead their life instead of just allowing life happen
amen.
To them.
Yeah, amen.
So
amen.
Now, where do we start creating? That's the next question. Is it isn't in the career. You start creating in your relationship with God, number one. Number two, in your relationship with yourself. Number three, in your relationship with your wife, if you're married. Number four, in your relationship with your children. Those are the priority. And then your career. And when that order is correct, I've watched men, when we start coaching, they're struggling in their career, but we get those center core issues taken care of. I don't even coach them on their career. Their career just explodes. I watch guys' income go through the roof, and we don't even talk about money in our coaching.
Amen. Usually. Yeah, amen. I remember, you know, when I was in the military, and as wrong as it was looking back at it, but my adage when, you know, my wife said, well, you're never doing this or that, you're always worried about work and all that. I said, hey, I married the Army before I married you.
Wow.
That was my attitude.
Yep.
And that was, you know.
That'll get you in trouble.
Good. Yeah. that was not a good thing to say in some situations. Yeah. You know? But basically, like you said, the more money we make, then we think we're the better husbands and fathers we are. You
know? Yeah.
But that's just not the way it is. And your coaching program is called Foundations 101, Go to the Mat. What is that in reference to?
Wrestling has impacted me substantially. I wrestled throughout high school. I had the privilege of being the state champion of the state of Oregon in 1986 at 190 pounds, 191 pounds, actually. And then I went to college and wrestled in college for a time. I had to cut so much weight that it just about killed me. So I didn't wrestle all the way through college. But then I've coached wrestling for 6 years in high school. And so wrestling is really, I see life as a wrestling match. And I see it as an amazing analogy for our lives. And so Foundations 101, Go to the Mat, is really, when I engage men in that program, is we are wrestling with ourselves, we're wrestling with God, we're wrestling with the issues of our life, and I see it as a wrestling match. And so Foundations 101 is we're going back to the beginning, we're building a foundation for our lives. So many men have built their life on financial success and other things as a foundation, this identity as we were talking about, and it's not a rock, it's sand. It's not a good foundation for living. And so here's what I found with men so often. It's not often big adjustments that are needed. It's usually small adjustments. You know, the scripture says, do not despise the day of small things.
Yeah.
In Ecclesiastes, or in Song of Solomon, talks about the little foxes that ruin the vines. And then in Proverbs says, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a bandit. Yeah. And so what I found is that it's usually small things that are derailing us. And they're usually basic disciplines. They're usually things that we would overlook. But when we get those things corrected, it's like getting a spine into alignment. A lot of men are walking around with their spiritual and their soul spine out of alignment, and they wonder why life doesn't work, why they're depressed, why Amen. They're tired, why relationships don't work. I just kind of adjust their spine, if you will, and Amen. We just get little things adjusted. And when those things get adjusted, Amen. Life completely shifts for them.
I'm a spiritual chiropractor.
Yeah, really, I mean, I haven't actually described it that way before, but that's really what it is.
Yeah. And as you help men to develop their spiritual lives and to design their personal lives so they can better impact areas. I mean, you told us about those core areas a few minutes ago. Is change in these areas and in our attitudes really possible? I mean, isn't that so ingrained in what and who we are that men don't like change. I don't like change.
Yep.
How's that work?
Yeah. And that's a great question. And the answer is, if you're lazy, forget it. Yeah, men, we like to work on our hobbies. We like to work on our career, but we don't understand that when we come home from work, we have to put on a different hat, and there's different skill sets that are needed. So growth is absolutely possible, but it takes focus, it takes intentionality, and it takes time. And what I found, and why I'm such a big, why I have so much passion about coaching, is that in 2015, I had tried for 8 years. We left the church in 2007 and we were spiraling. Our marriage was a mess. And I had tried for 8 years to figure this out on my own. And I was in a very, very dark place. I was 33 pounds overweight. I was a mess. I was making tons of money. The thing that was interesting was as a pastor, I failed because I had focused on my career and neglected family, and I didn't make a lot of money there. So the Lord allowed us to move up to Seattle, and I became the number one rep in our company. I was making tons of money. But I found that didn't change anything at all. It just changed the dynamics of it all, maybe a few of the logistics. I could go on a few more vacations, had a little bit of a nicer car, but money didn't solve it. I still was in a dark hole 8 years later. I had a ton of money, but I was a mess, and I was trying to do it by myself. And in 2015, I hired my first coach, and life started to change for me. Everything started to shift. And I said, man, this coaching is life-changing. So I got certified, and here we go. But yes, Amen. Change is absolutely Amen. Possible, but it takes intentionality. You can't just play at it. It has to be a focus, an intentional focus. It takes, I believe, a partner, a coach, somebody. There's an old African adage that says, if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together.
Amen.
There are a lot of men. They're going fast. Their life is moving so fast, but they're not going anywhere. Yeah. They're just spinning their wheels. They're going fast, but they're going alone. You want to go far, you go together. You need a partner. And that's what coaching is.
Amen. Amen. So walk us through your coaching program. Someone reaches out to you. What's the first thing that they find?
Well, when they reach out, we do a 1 hour consult. It's free. It's absolutely free. I call it a discovery session, and we dive deep. And I ask a lot of questions. I just want to hear, what does that man's life look like? Where is he now? Where does he want to go? Because that's where coaching comes in. A lot of men are here. They want to go here. But that bridge, the path to get there, they're lost when it comes to that. Mm-hmm. Either they don't have the personal disciplines, or they just don't know how to get there. And so coaching is not necessarily pulling a car out of a ditch. It's a lot of times taking a car that's running well and giving it a track to run on and helping it get down the road. And so when I come in, that first session is really, I want to hear from them. And so I do a lot of listening and asking questions and let them just dump the dump truck. Tell me about their life. Where do they want to go? What kind of goals do they have that they're not able to accomplish? Why haven't they been able to accomplish them? And what would life be like if they could accomplish those things? And a lot of times it's, I want a good marriage. I want to have a good relationship with my kids. I mean, they're very fundamental, basic things. Other men have big visions, and God has put something big in them, and they are aware of it, but they're not sure how to get there. And so a lot of different scenarios.
Amen. So after that initial coaching call, what takes place then?
Yeah, we determine if we are a fit. That's the first thing, because I don't work with everybody. That hour is them interviewing me, but it's also me interviewing them, because if we're not a fit personality-wise, if we don't feel comfortable together, we determine that right off the bat after that hour. And then the second question I'll ask them is, are you committed to change? And I'll ask them on a scale of 1 to 10, how committed to doing the work are you? Because a man can want to go from point A to point B, but if he's not committed to doing the work, I'm not going to work harder than he is. Yeah. That's my commitment to my coach. I'm going to put everything on the line for you. And I have 100% success guarantee with all my coaching. I will not charge you a penny if you don't get the results that you're after. But I demand, I require, you got to do the work.
Amen.
And then men who do the work, they get from point A to point B every time. Amen. Every time. 100% success.
Amen. So when someone comes to work with you, okay, we talk about getting from point A to point B. We talk about their spiritual relationship with God, and then the wife, then the kids. What kind of business success do most men see when they go through your program and work with you?
Yeah, that's the amazing thing, because I'm not necessarily a business coach or a financial coach, but it's the whole issue of alignment again. Most people are blocked from success in business because they're not being successful in that the core areas of their lives, and there's a blockage. And we would like to think that men like to think we can compartmentalize our lives, and we can to some extent. But I have watched. I was in the construction industry for 13 years, and I watched so many men make bundles of money but lose their family. Mm-hmm. Or they would struggle to make money because their family was so messed up. They brought all the baggage of that into work, and it just mm-hmm. it just quenched the fire in their bones, and it really impacted their finances. So I don't work on finances first. I mean, we'll talk about it a bit if that's where they want to go. But most of the time, we go right to the core of if they don't have a relationship with God, I don't force that on them. I work with a lot of men who aren't believers. But I will start talking about getting their personal life, getting up in the morning, getting up early in the morning, and beginning to clean out their mind. Most of men's issues are right between the ears.
Amen.
There is a way we think. And when we start to change the way we think, our whole life begins to change. So we get the thinking into alignment. And we start with a morning ritual. I call it the bookends of your life. I'm working with a businessman right now. He can make money like crazy. And he's an entrepreneur. But he's on his phone at 2 a.m. playing video games. He can't get to bed on time. It's affecting his marriage. It's affecting his kids. It's affecting everything. It's affecting his business. So what are we working on with him? Getting to bed on time and getting up in the morning and having time with Jesus. And Amen. We're 7 weeks into this. And yesterday I had a coaching call with him. And I'm telling you, things are turning for this guy. And he told me Amen. It was so thrilling. His wife is now getting up with him and spending time in the morning together. I mean, it is just shifting everything for him.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. It's just so exciting. I come out of those calls, I'm as high as a kite. It's just so fun to watch men change. They do. Amen. They can change, Bob.
Amen. Amen. And you also have a podcast called The Wrestling Room, correct?
Right. Right.
Okay, tell us about your podcast.
This is kind of supplemental. It's a parallel ministry, if you will, or a parallel part of my life. But it really does overlap because a lot of what I do on my podcast is I literally just teach the Bible. My heart core is to teach the Word of God. And I love the scripture. It is filled and packed with wisdom. And I find when men begin to study the scripture and begin to build their relationship with God, that is the first click in the alignment. And things then begin to move upward from there. So my podcast and my YouTube channel, The Wrestling Room, is really me just teaching scripture, and I teach it always through the lens of men. I'm always thinking about men and challenging men through the word to see God in all of his greatness and his power and his awesomeness, and to live their lives with the understanding that we are just pilgrims on this planet. This planet has a death sentence on it. And so often we fall in love with this world, and we're building everything with the understanding or the thought pattern that it's all going to be for this world. This world has a death sentence on it. If we're in love with this world, we've got misplaced affections. So when we can get men thinking about the life after this life and planning and living for eternal life, not for this planet that's going to be burned up. Everything here is going to be gone.
Yeah.
This is just the bus station. That's what I tell people. Don't invest your life in the bus station.
Amen.
Who does that? You know, who builds their mansion in the bus station? Come on, invest in the kingdom, because the train is coming or the bus is coming. And we're going to a place that's going to last forever. So invest your life here. So all that to say, the podcast and the YouTube channel is really getting men focused on Jesus, getting them into the Word, teaching the scripture, and challenging them to live for eternity, not for this temporal life.
Yeah, amen. So the YouTube channel is the video portion of the podcast, correct?
That's right,
Amen. And what kind of outreach are you having on your YouTube channel right now?
Is it growing? Well, yes, it's growing slowly. Marketing isn't my forte, so I'd probably do better if I had a little bit better marketing strategy. But it is growing. I'm watching it grow slowly. But I'm doing this out of obedience to the Lord, and He is slowly growing it.
Amen.
My wife was the one who said, "Rush, you need to be teaching again." Mm-hmm. And that is my core calling, is teaching the Amen. Scripture. And Amen. So I just, out of obedience to Jesus, I just said, okay, we've got this technology. I'm going to figure out how to use it. And God is using those YouTube messages. And the stories I'm hearing are extraordinary. God is using it. So the thing that I have to think about all the time, and I have it written right up on my wall right here, it's obedience, not outcome. My I'm called to obey the Lord. His responsibility is the outcome, and not that we don't try to use the tools that God has given us to for more exposure, etc. But I trust the Lord for that. I know that will come in time, and it is. It's growing, so it's exciting.
Amen, amen. And you're also on evangelismradio.com 7 days a week, 12 noon Eastern time.
Yeah, that's exciting.
So we're helping you reach the world with your message as well.
Yep.
And that's awesome. Awesome, awesome,
yeah.
Awesome.
It's a privilege to be on that. Yeah.
This has been a really interesting interview, Russ. If someone wanted to get more information, to ask you a question, how can they do that? How can they get in touch with you?
Yeah. My website is definitely the best place to go for that. It's just simply CatalystCoachingHQ, as in headquarters, catalystcoachinghq.com. And you can find my information, contact information there, and what I offer. The Foundations 101 Go to the Mat program is there. The ability to book a free discovery coaching session is there. Our bio is there, tells our story, and a lot of testimonials too from clients. So it's a wonderful place to go if you want to get to know me or connect with me. CatalystCoachingHQ.com.
Amen. And you're going to have links to your podcast and YouTube channel and all that on your website as well, correct?
Yes. Now that you've helped tutor me in that, I'm going to put a link for my podcast there. I do have a link for the YouTube channel there on the front page, on the homepage. So, yeah.
Amen. Amen. I'll put links to all this down in the show notes below. Folks, if you are struggling with some of the things that Russell and I have discussed today, or other things for that matter, as we've really only brushed the surface here, okay, you need to reach out to Russell DeVos right now, today. Okay, his program is helping so many men to reclaim not only their family, but their spiritual well-being as well. Just go down to the show notes, click the links, get in touch with Russell right now, today, while you're thinking about it. And check out his podcast and YouTube channel as well. The topics on each episode are so applicable to what we talked about today. You will be blessed as you watch or listen to them. And you'll be encouraged to make some changes in your life that will bring about a huge blessing to you as well. Reach out to Russell today. Just go down in the show notes, click the link, get in touch with him. Russell, I appreciate you coming on the show today. I know you're super busy, and I do appreciate your time.
It's been a pleasure. Been a pleasure. Thank you, Bob.
Amen. Folks, that is all the time we have for today. For Russell DeVos and myself, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do. Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this: your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well.
Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a Faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.